WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we hear from Jill Evans, a Beltsuver native who's volunteering to restore the sense of community that she says her neighborhood has lost.
Jill Evans grew up in Beltsuver. She remembers a community where neighbors looked out for each other.
You had a lot of freedom. The kids all knew each other. The parents, like say for instance, a neighbor saw you doing something, they were able to, you know, say something to you, and then you'd hear it from your parents also, you know.
Evans moved away in the late 70s, but returned to Beltsuver in 1994 to raise her son. She says the neighborhood had taken a turn for the worse in her absence.
When I came back, I had brought my son. I feel that I had to be outside when he was outside because of the way the difference and the change is. Before, we were told, you go out and play, you come back when the street lights come on. Now, it's not the same.
Beltsuver got its distinctive name from a German tradesman named Melchior Beltsuver, who lived there in the early 19th century. Then mostly farmland, the 250-odd acres of land were bought up by a company in the 1860s, and the street grid of today was laid out soon afterward. Pittsburgh annexed the South Hills neighborhood in 1898. Today, Beltsuver is facing plenty of challenges. The neighborhood had more than 8,000 residents in the 1940s, but now there are fewer than 2,000. Nearly a quarter of those residents live in poverty, and almost 40% of its property is tax delinquent. Evans, whose day job is at the Head Start pre-K school in nearby Knoxville, wanted to help restore Beltsuver's sense of community. So in 2002, she started volunteering for the South Pittsburgh nonprofit Voices Against Violence. Now she runs the group's community service program for young people.
We help the seniors maintain their property. A lot of them, you know, are older where they can't go out, clean up around their yard, cut their grass. We walk around, we do cleanup of the different lots that are in, because there are a lot of lots now that, you know, people just throw their trash out and, you know, nobody's out there trying to keep it going.
Evans also volunteers to run a senior center out of Beltsuver's McKinley Park. She says it's important that there's a place for seniors within the neighborhood.
At one point, they would have had to go to Knoxville instead of being here. So we have the facility where we're able to, you know, make sure the ones that cannot get out of the area have a place in their neighborhood to go to.
For Evans, it's a matter of course to take care of the older generations and act as a mentor for the younger ones. She says cleaning up the neighborhood does make a difference in the lives of kids in Beltsuver.
If I'm out in a different area, they run into me, they come up and say, you know, hey, I miss coming to the program, you know, can I come back? And that makes you feel good.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.